Peter is up in Oakey. G'day, Pete.
Hi.
Hello, mate.
Oh, yeah, are you right?
I'm good, thank you, Peter.
Yeah, right, I'd just like to thank the Township of Oakey for all their support and generosity. Yeah, at this stage with what's been happening with me.
What's happened to you, Peter?
I lost my ex-wife and two boys on
God.
24th of September.
Oh, mate.
In a horrific car accident down at Gatton.
Mate, I actually reported this one, and it was Christina, 38, and your two boys, only 13 and 9. God, mate, I'm sorry. Dear, oh, dear, I don't know what to say.
No, thank you. But, the town's rallied together and made sure I'm okay and, given me support and donations and everything to help with the funeral. I'd just like to thank them.
Well, that's very kind of you, Peter, but I'm sure they don't want thanks. They want to make sure that you are okay and that you will be okay into the future.
Yeah, no, it'll take time, but yeah, I'll come right.
Well, Pete, God bless you, and my thoughts are with you, and I couldn't comprehend, nor could anyone else, on how you're dealing with all this, but it's very kind of you to go to all the trouble to jump on the phone and thank the people of Oakey for their generosity and their support to you.
Oh, it's the least I could do for them, right?
Well, I'm sure that they appreciate that, mate, and I hope that time will heal, but I guess it's almost impossible to comprehend what you've gone through. Peter, I'm very, very sorry, mate.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Peter. I'm terribly sorry. What a brave man, wanting to get on the phone and thank the people of the Queensland town of Oakey for their generosity and support. I reported on this, I think, on the 25th of September. And I remember looking at a photo of the two boys, Peter's two boys, Zach, 13, and Noel, 9. I got the story from the Chronicle in Toowoomba. Ah, dear. He remembered his former partner as a great mother, always putting the children first. I'm still trying to get my head around all of this. The boys played cricket and soccer in their hometown of Oakey. And family friend Lorna Honnery said she often cared for the kids. The boys were like brothers to her 6 children. An horrific fire after an accident. Initial investigation suggests Miss Walker had stopped on the side of the highway, was pulling back onto the road when she veered in the path of an oncoming semi-trailer travelling in the same direction shortly before 6:30 p.m. The car was incinerated. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. And you think you've got a problem yourself. Well, any problem we have is inconsequential compared to the problems confronting Peter.